This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the last Kind of Funny morning show of 2018.
Jurassic Park.
I'm Tim Geddes. This is Greg Miller. You know that the Wingstop sponsorship isn't until after Games Daily,
I know, but
right?
Look how good this shirt looks.
It's a good shirt.
I'm wearing Wingstop. I'm wearing this all the time. And then I got this cool blanket they sent.
I like their use of, there's probably not going to be a way to do this, but this little thing they got going on. Show the people. Show the people,
Greg. What do you want me to
show? It's underneath you. This.
My shirt?
It's a dollar sign made out of the W and the S from Wingstop.
Yeah. Love.
That's pretty good.
Sorry, they sent this shirt, they sent a jersey, they sent some t-shirts that are white. This is the one of these, cool, right? Mm. I have some connects now at Wingstop, apparently. I can do that. But yes, if you didn't know, today, Kind of Funny Morning Show, then Kind of Funny Games Daily, then the Wingstop
Smash Wingstop-a-palooza.
Now, the thing is, of course, that's a sponsored stream. So it's very important to call out, they did not pay for this sponsorship.
Mm-mm.
This is just me really being a fan of Wingstop, and this blanket because I'm cold, and this shirt because it looks dope. I don't know if you like this about Greg Miller. He likes chicken wings.
I was trying to explain to Gia how ridiculous this sponsorship is.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, okay, they're paying us to eat wings.
Yeah.
And play Smash.
Yeah.
On a day where it's pretty much just me and you in the office.
Right.
This is
exactly
it's
what
a match made in heaven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God,
and that
I
was the
it.
Funny thing too. You know, sponsorships, it's like, oh, promote this product, do that thing. And I'm like, so like Wingstop, I'm like, what are we promoting? They're like, oh, that people should eat wings. I'm like, you fucking idiots. Why didn't you ever look at it? I say that for free, you dumb dumbs.
Why not?
But we're excited, they're great partners.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show each and every weekday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We get together and really talk about whatever the hell we want to. It has been quite the ride this week. Normally, Nick Scarpino driving the ship.
I mean, that's one way to put it.
He drives it.
Or he's just here.
He is here.
They turn on the cameras.
He's just a warm body. And most of the time,
you don't know
that warm.
What's he going to be? Is he going to be happy? He's going to be furious. You don't know what you're going to get. He yells at Joey. He yells at Kevin.
All this week, for the majority of it, I've been hosting with Joey Noel.
Right.
It's been a good time.
Yeah.
We had the trilogy. The holy trilogy, as they call it.
Well, who's the third?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Got you. I thought it was you, Joey Noel, and Cool mm-hmm. Greg. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That was good, though. Although Kevin had the moment of the year on Kind of Funny Morning Show Tuesday this week.
Which one?
The Geostorm podcast drop.
Oh, yeah. He got it right?
It was real good. It was real, real good. But we did the trilogy. Yesterday, you did a show with Joey. Today, me and you were doing this.
Yeah.
I must be wrong about this.
Sure.
But I feel like I can't remember a time I've hosted the show with you.
You have to be wrong about that.
I have to be wrong. But I can't remember. Because think about it. It's usually Nick hosting with whoever the hell's here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a schedule that flips between me, Andy,
sure,
and you.
Sure, sure,
but like,
so you're, well, but I mean, like, think about it before, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when it was just the morning show.
Since Nick's taken over.
Oh, okay.
You know, this show, what this show is.
What I've appreciated the most about the holy trilogy of days we saw wasn't, can you drink this entire time while I talk? Because that was prolonged eye contact as you sucked that bitch down, you know what I'm saying?
I can't chug. I can't do that thing. I don't know how to loosen my throat. I don't know how to do that thing where you just let it down. You know what I mean? I've tried to have people teach me.
And my wife's on shock, Mike. I was like, you keep it down over there. All right, I don't know you jumping in on this.
That's
one.
The thing is, like, they do that thing where they just go, and you see it kind of loosen up.
Jesus.
I don't know how to do that.
That was a detailed visual.
Joshua Kuga, man, he can do it.
What I appreciate about the Holy Trilogy of Days was the reaction on Reddit mm-hmm. to everyone seeing Fun Tim.
Fun Tim, baby.
You know what I mean?
Fun Tim. They also call me Tim Ragnarok.
I didn't know that.
Because I sucked in Tim 1 and 2. And here I am.
He's on fire, guys. You know what I mean? Give us some fucking tips.
What are you going to do?
And load up the gun with tips today because we're shooting bullets.
Are you wondering if I have a new segment in this show today called TMI with T-I-M? Because I do. I do. I wish we had a graphic. We don't. But we'll get there.
I mean,
we'll get there eventually.
2019 is right around the corner.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Portillo's here too.
You guys can leave tips. If you leave tips at the $5 above level, we'll read them. Can you pull up the Muxy?
I do. Beep, bop, 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 bop. It's up. That. I have it.
And the 500 bits as well. If you didn't know this, Greg, tips and bits, palindromes. It's fantastic.
No, I saw that too. I saw that in the comments that people were like, I don't think he understands what a palindrome is.
My favorite Reddit response was that Team Tim is a palindrome. And I'm like, you motherfuckers, you get it. You fucking get it. Kinda Funny Morning Show is on podcast services, including iTunes, SoundCloud. Go subscribe now, even on Spotify. It's there too. Twitch Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime. Go to your Amazon Prime account. Go to the Twitch Prime thing. Put in Kinda Funny Games. We always sit here on the show. We always talk about give it to whoever you want and try to play all nice.
Fuck that.
Kinda Funny
it's
Games,
our day.
Man.
Give it to us.
It is,
also,
dude.
Corey, I want a gif of us yelling, fuck that. And I felt Portillo flinch back awake. I need to see what... Jesus, what did they say? What's going on?
Oh, you gotta love it. Our sponsor today, Stamps.com. We'll get to that later.
This is the meta game we're playing now. As I pointed that out earlier, but if you can watch, I can't say keywords because he'll know I'm talking about him, but if you watch my son, he's struggling to stay awake now that the Wingstop blanket is on him. He doesn't want to miss any of the show, but he also was up all night guarding the house. So from here on out, if you want a fun game in the morning show, if you're an audio listener, pull the car over, turn it on YouTube, because you got a dog dozing off.
He's dozing, man. He's dozing. Let's start with the housekeeping. First off, like we've been telling you a million times, you are running out of days to get the Tim Gettys Forbes 30 Under 30 cover signed by a first grader.
I appreciated the look around, the us on rotation. Where is this keep here for some reason?
It's here. There it is. You can get it. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, which I think is weird. I don't know why it's not just on Kind of Funny, you know what? I don't make decisions. Kevin. What are you looking at? Why are you scratching your beard like that when you look at me?
I don't remember why we put on Kind of Funny Games.
Joey wouldn't tell me what's on Kind of Funny yesterday.
I think it's more Christmas stuff, right?
I think it's a secret, but you're running out of days. You have 9 days. The 9 days of Timmas.
Can we call Joey right
now? I know. She was on the show yesterday. I said, what is on patreon.com/kindoffunnys fan mail? And she said, it's a secret.
Really a secret?
I mean, I just fucking told you what she said, Kev.
I hate him. I hate him so much. Today's Friday, and at 1 p.m., that means we are doing the Wingstop Cross Kinda Funny Smash Bros. Ultimate Stream. Get hyped. We already talked about that, but it is very exciting. Then,
worth pointing out, if you're listening later, if you're listening later on the podcast service or watching on YouTube, we're putting it up on YouTube.
There we are.
YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames, home of Kinda Funny Games Daily.
Wow. We just offer so much here.
A lot of content. Funny.
The holiday schedule, like we said for the last couple weeks, this is our last live show set of 2018. Next week and the week after that, you will be getting Game Over Greggy's show. You will be getting Gamescast. So there's going to be content, but there will not be live content. And then January 4th, baby.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Everything changes. Kinda Funny 4.0. Get ready. Get hyped. And you can go to kindoffunny.com/store. But since we still have some security issues going on there, I would suggest...
We are working on it. We are working on it.
Nick's in Argentina. He's making it all complicated.
Man, it's weird that Nick went to Argentina, a place that won't extract anybody, and he's over there as like we're stealing your credit card information. Weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
You should go to bit.ly/kindoffunny.com/store.
That can't be right.
It is. And I need to make it clear, kindoffunny.com/store is all spelled out.
I hate you.
So you need to go to kindoffunny, DOTCOMSLSH.
You guys are the worst. This is what happens when I'm not in the room for a decision.
You can do that, or you can just go to roosterteeth.com/store and then find the Kinda Funny thing, but I'm going to be honest, it's really, really complicated to do because we don't sell enough merch compared to everyone else there. So you'd have to go to roosterteeth.com.
Also, they don't
notice.
That's why they won't promote us.
Then you need, but they don't own CouchOp either. CouchOp gets like front placement.
Well, CouchOp sells a lot of merch.
They sell a lot of merch.
Yeah.
So you need to go to roosterteeth.com/store. Then you need to like scroll down a couple times. Then there's a thing that says Let's Play. If you click in there, our stuff's in there all like willy nilly. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's there, including this.
Hey!
I'm wearing it. You might say, Tim, you already wore that this week. I did, but I decided to wear it again to sell you this beautiful shirt that you can get right now.
I'm excited by how happy people are with this.
Once it sells out, these things are gone.
Oh, really?
Gone.
Kind of like the side print tee. I didn't realize the side print tee was a thing. Mm-hmm. And you might say, I wanted that side print tee. I was waiting to buy it. This is the problem we're talking about. I understand it's a chicken and an egg thing. where you guys need to buy more merch if you want us to sell more merch. Then get on the play and then whatever, fuck couch hop into the ground. I don't know what they're doing, but you know what I mean?
In that
order. You gotta pull the trigger. What I would say is from now on, guess what? Tonight you were thinking about eating out. Take that money, put it into a little savings fund and call it the Kinda Funny Savings Fund. That way, anytime we put out new shirts, say January 4th, I mean, I'm just pulling that out of my ass, you'd have the money ready to go and you'd be able to pull the trigger. And I don't have to see your crybaby tweets that you wanted a Team Fat shirt and we don't sell anymore when we sold that shirt for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Making solid points, Greg, and I appreciate that.
That's what I do.
The final piece of housekeeping, and the final time I'm ever going to say this, at least this year, is if you're a musician in the community, go to kindoffunny.com/music to download the official Kinda Funny theme song, make your own version. We may or may not use it in upcoming projects in 2019. It's a very exciting time for everybody. Thank you so much to everyone that's already been submitting stuff. There's some really rad shit in there, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
I still don't know what it's for. Joey and I read it yesterday, and then I of course, talked shit because you weren't in the room, that you've never put it on the Kinda Funny Games Daily docket, so I've never said it on Kinda Funny Games Daily.
I don't want the games.
And then it's
people.
Just, I just don't know. Ooh, you don't want kebabs? You don't want capitalist.
Do you know kebabs names Tim? Makes me like him a lot more.
Because I sent him my hat. Like, I have his thing there.
Right?
The hat from my bag. I don't wear hats. So I had my Kinda Funny bag with the, what do you call it? What do you call it?
Cinch bag.
Cinch bag. But what do we call the package? Fan pack? Fan pack gift set?
Cinch bag set.
The cinch bag set. Hefty, hefty, hefty. Cinchy, cinchy, cinchy. Remember Hefty commercials?
No, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I want you to know what's happening.
What's happening, Kirk?
Basically, you know, imagine a fucking space movie, all right? Corey, get ready for another animation. Imagine a space movie, all right? Okay. We're in there in the cockpit, right?
What am I doing?
You're fucking in space. You're an asteroid. You're out there. It's just me. Oh. It's just, this is a very specific Greg Miller thing. You're floating around. I'm here with my stick, right? And what I've done is I'm doing that cool thing where I go,
you need the stick?
I go, tick, 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 and I'm flipping up all the things. Not the switches yet, but the things covering the switches.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is it. This is the fun. This is a suicide mission. Mm. After today, no more fucking on camera stuff. But I'm not saying that in the ship. I'm saying like, this is my final run in the ship. But wait, and I'm going boom, boom, and all the powers are going boom, boom. Like, I'm spending all the energy I have today.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Got it.
I get to recoup for pretty much a week in 2 days or something.
Yeah, before so we let's come go. Back let's get it out.
So I am on fire, as the kids say. Will I make it through the end of Gamescast this afternoon?
We'll have when to Jared see our Petty Game of the Year conversation.
Oh. Even Portillo stood up for that one.
Good.
You know, he did.
Good. If you leave tips, we'll read them on the show. $5 or 500 bits. Greg, do we have any right now?
We have a ton right now because people also understand this. Everyone knows the way it works. The money you earn is only good through the end of the year. So you need to, in the same way you're at home right now, and go boo doo 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 and take all the money from your bank account and tip us, as so many of you have, because you understand John Travolta. Here we go! Ian over the road gave us a healthy $21 tip and says, happy holidays and thanks for the 21 days of amazing content. Looking forward to the fourth, you guys rock. Also, Joey was wondering about eggnog cookies yesterday, and I have to say that my grandmother makes them. Can confirm that shit is delicious. Please send us that recipe. I need an eggnog cookie recipe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. M150 tipped us and said, like to wish a happy holidays to all the Kinda Funny crew and KFBFs and enjoy your break. To my wife, Kaylee, just to let her know Christmas Day, I'm going to kick her ass on Smash, Mario Party, Mario Kart, and be the main man in the kitchen in Overcooked 2. Damn. They're starting shit.
Fight words. I like it, dude. I appreciate it.
Shane gave us a tip and said, Greg, I have a fun clip for you and all the naysayers regarding your PlayStation 4 Pro. Cool, Greg. I'm going to have you vet that. Thank you. Ron Santino cheered us and said, happy Friday, Tim and Greg. Thank you for the past year of smiles, laughs, positivity, and raunchiness. Here's a short, fun clip. Oldie but goodie. Hope Kev approves. Then it's a YouTube link. Another thing for Cool Greg to approve. Ignacio Rojas tipped us and said, with all of the words of the day we've had this week, I knew this had to be the last one. Hippopotamus monster. No, he's trying to be funny. No. It's a real word, he says, though. Hippopotamus monstrous equipolated bedibudophobia. That's a real word. Ironically, it's a phobia of long words.
See, these motherfuckers, man. These word people.
Also, did you read the comments yesterday? And then it's a link there.
Yes.
Lascute F. I didn't read the comments, no. I just
yesterday?
No, I make gold, no. I drop it, and I go, there you go, kids, eat the gold. Mm. And they go, but Mr. Miller, we can't eat the gold. And then I pick that little fucking, and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
You just
bitch.
Gotta really, like, you open your doing? Throat and just shove
Jesus
it in.
Christ. Jesus Christ. Lascute F gave a healthy $10 tip and said, happy last morning show, boys. I will miss you over the holidays and will try to stay sane since I work retail. Also, Brooke, parentheses weird feed update. She is smiling again, which warms my heart. Kevin, can you shout out Brooke? She loves your background voice. Kevin!
Yes, sir?
Can you shout out Brooke real quick? She has weird feet. They love your background voice.
What, like, am I insulting her feet? Or
I already did that.
Okay.
They wanted me to do a different shout out for Brooke, and I made it weird. So now you need to just, but that's Brooke's narrative now. Brooke has weird feet, but she's happy.
She knows about the weird feet.
Is it the weird toes?
No, she has stigmata.
Hey, Brooke, I don't know what you're doing right now, but go ahead and send me a picture of your feet.
Oh my God.
Nice. Nice job, Kev.
Good shout out.
We come
shout out.
Panzer G2 gave a $20 tip and says, thanks for a great year, thanks for a great year, guys. I 100% support Team Tim.
Let's fucking go, baby.
Gifted
Tim Ragnarok.
Hey, everyone, like, be cool. Don't clip that out and send it to Paula.
Okay. Now that's going to happen, though. Now he's
made it. No, that's not how it works.
Gifted Dim 63 said, you guys are my favorite. I hope all of you have an amazing holiday. Can't wait to see what you have planned for 2019. Glad to be a part of this amazing community. Shout out to the Snowbike Mike community as well.
Mm-hmm. SBM.
Did you ever talk about it on...
We did.
That you saw a fan in a Snowbike Mike shirt.
At we gave him a shirt.
Pay-per-view.
Big Kevin Asax.
He turned his back on us. Now he's a Snowbike Mike community
turned
person.
It slowly, very slowly.
You ever do that thing where you put your foot to sleep, keeping your dog propped up, and then you're not sure if you're breaking your foot anymore, so you gotta change your foot up?
Gotta change the foot.
AP Jackson Inc. says, have a great holiday, KF crew.
Thank you.
Question before y'all leave. That siren, is it on my end or yours?
That one's on yours, baby.
Tijero 1214 gave us a tip and said, happy holidays, guys. Wishing you all a relaxing, fun, amazing break. Kind of funny. Absolutely killed 2018, and I cannot wait to see what's in store for 2019. Heart. Alu 12 cheered, but it was below the $500 or $5 threshold. Then he cheered $400 to make it up. Still no message, though. The nanobiologist gave us a tip and said, you ever just suck
Sorry,
gel?
Sorry, what's their name?
The nanobiologist.
I heard anal biologist.
Pretty close. You ever just suck jello like a vacuum just to make your Fridays a little weirder? They will just get weirder without you next week, and nobody wants that. I'll miss y'all and your shenanigans next week. Frowny emoji. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. TNB Mick.
You ever suck jello?
I've sucked jello.
It's so
but like
fun.
A vacuum. So are you putting it on a thing and then like sucking it up?
Oh, I don't know. Anytime I have jello, I just suck that shit.
Sure, you do the ringing out. Yeah.
Yeah,
of course. How else do you need jello? You know what I mean? Man, jello. What a crock of shit. You know what I mean?
Crock of shit, bro.
Stupid thing
it's
sold to us.
No, dude, it's amazing. It's they say terrible. Don't play with your food, and then they give us Jell-O. Seems contradictory. Bullshit.
It's
all you can do
really
is play with it
for your hair and nails. No, I'm serious.
Now gelatin is,
which isn't Jell-O.
Is it still in Jell-O? Because they take everything out of everything.
No.
J-E-O-O-O.
Did you know that it was made with horse parts?
Bones.
Which parts?
Oh, Jesus God.
We have so many freaking tips. Stop tipping us.
No, don't tip more.
Stop tipping us.
Your
to
money
the
goes bad.
Level.
Your money goes bad December 31st, all right? Calm down, everybody. Unsexiest comedian gave us a tip. What's up, Cameron? And says, greeting, Greg and Tim. Tim, you've been killing it. Loved seeing you and the KF gal pal Joey Noel rock it almost all week. Super excited for Kind of Funny 4.0. You know I'm already in. Parentheses, ride or die.
Hell yeah.
Also seeing Spider-Man tonight.
Oh,
love you all. Greg, thanks. No sweat. Happy to read this thing.
Into the Spider-Verse, IGN's movie of the year.
Saw game of the year. God of War.
God of War. They have good taste over there.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what our game of the year will be. Gal Brandt cheered us a whole bunch. 1,025. Wow. And says, Merry Christmas. Also, Mounds bars are great. Gary needs to be taught a lesson in Smash Brothers, Greg. Don't let him get away with this dishonor. I agree. Everyone knows Mounds bars are awesome. Joey Newell's here, everybody. The nanobiologist, not to be confused with the anal biologist, tips again and says, wait, can I have my $5 back? I want to buy that dope-ass bundle on kindoffunny.com/store. Give Porty a pat and a kiss for me.
There you go. TNB.
There you go, Porty. TNB, Mick. The gifted Dim 63 gave a tip.
Motherfuckers, stop tipping.
You guys are my favorite. Have a great holiday over the next 2 weeks. And Rhiannon. And I can't, oh, there it is, sorry. Can't wait to see what you guys have planned for the new year. Also, shout out to the Snowbike Mike community as well. We love all of you. Everybody, stop tipping us and support and saying Snowbike Mike. All right? There need to be rules here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Howard is like the aunt from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Auntie?
That we liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what? It turned out he's mm-hmm. actually a carpenter.
There's
aunt,
a scorpion in the backyard.
And brought a whole bunch of stuff, and that happens. Scorpions happen.
Fuck that noise.
I don't want more ants.
I don't believe, don't want to know.
Also, when you weren't here today, we ordered all the Wingstop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed to know what flavors Joey wanted on boneless. So I called Joey. And when she answered her phone, I just yelled, Joey, there's ants everywhere in the office. And Kevin went, they're everywhere. And she goes, really?
You have so many treats. I wouldn't even be surprised.
I just like that you, I was like, why? You wouldn't be the first call. Joey, get in here. We need to stop these things.
I don't know. But I'm sure she'd get the, like, don't come to work call.
Oh, no. We want everybody here. That's content, all right? We're if the ants take over, we're still doing it. Alu gave us a $10 tip and said, you guys bring joy excitement to me every day. Keep up the great work. We will. Thank you. John Harlan 95 cheered 1,000 bits and says, thanks, Kinda Funny Family, for 2018. I'm a broke-ass graduate student, so I can't give often, but thanks for the year. No thank you. Side Screamer gave a bit tip and said, happy holidays, guys. First year consuming your content, and it's been a great time. Can't wait to see what you bring in 2019. Side note, Tim, have you seen Bumblebee yet? Not in my yet. Opinion, they finally got Transformers right.
Oh, can't wait. This weekend, hopefully.
You
guys seriously need to stop tipping. There's so much show we have to get to. This is interrupting everything.
ImmerseTube886 cheered 1,500 bits. No message. Keylock cheered 500 bits and says, hey, guys, thank y'all for a great year. Y'all were a major part of my year and helped me make this year amazing. Shout outs to all the wonderful Kinda Funny best friends that have been so awesome to me. Hashtag charity.
Love you, dude.
We love you. Jelly Zipper cheered and said, love you guys. Greg, thanks for coming to Michigan. Sorry, but I have to say it. Dugout. And remember, it's Le Dugout.
Le
Dugout. It's French. Mm-hmm. The sirens are coming. They're on our end, everybody. Mako Shona cheered and said, Blackberries! Love y'all. We love you. And then Jerry Madrid won, cheered, and is the final cheer for right now.
Finally,
hashtag
stop tipping.
Charity.
Cool. Let's get to the news before these motherfuckers keep going. The news.
I hate that it has Nick ending on now, it. Nick's not here.
I'm speeding through the news. We're just going to look at the headlines because we have stuff to get to, Greg. Yes, I want to hear your thoughts on Offerman. Yes.
In Portillo?
News story number one. Step Brothers director Adam McKay was approached for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We'll see. I don't believe this. Until a director and writers announce for this movie, it's not happening.
Sure.
Right?
Hey, we never talked about it because we don't talk if we're not on a podcast. What did you think of the James Gunn Bright, what's it called? Bright something trailer?
Didn't look at it.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
You gotta watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch it after this.
Okay.
Next news story. No. Keanu Reeves says he's loved to play Wolverine. Opinions, Kevin?
I'm in.
He's too old.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, if we're doing like one off
Reeves
movie, sure.
Can do anything.
I agree, and he's not aging. I get that, but it's just like, come on.
Then what's the problem? Here's he's not thing. Aging.
Too tall and beautiful. I'm with Comic Book Girl 19. We need a short, stubby, scary-looking Wolverine.
Josh
Nick
Gad.
Scarpino.
Kevin.
A lot of great names being thrown out, guys.
Next news story. Deadly Class, episode 1 is
out and free
on Sci-Fi, and the
YouTube?
Girl from To All the Boys I Loved Before is the main girl.
Yeah, no, Joey revealed that piece
Shit's
of information
crazy.
Yesterday. So wait, I can watch it on Sci-Fi or I can watch it on YouTube? It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, it's also on Sci-Fi, it's
that's
everywhere.
My biggest problem, is that I want to watch it, but I'm afraid that even if I like it, I don't get Sci-Fi, I don't have a TV anymore, so I gotta buy them all on Amazon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pain in the butt. Joey, are you gonna watch this now, because your girl's in it?
Yeah.
Girl?
Cool.
Yeah.
Lana Condor, is that her name?
Ski322 says, what the fuck is Deadly Class? Deadly Class is an amazing comic book that we've been talking about a long time. It was on the Comic Book Club years ago before it was a Patreon show. You need to go read Deadly Class Volume 1. You won't be disappointed. Or you can go watch the show too.
And the Russo brothers are attached to this.
Yeah, they're producers, I think.
Something.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know if it's good or not, but it's free. Okay, now we're done with the news. We can move on to the most important segment
of
2018. It's called TMI with TIM. Imagine there was like a fun... Give me the graphic, Greg.
Boo! it's just it's so the screen goes blue, all blue, then boom, and it's your outline in black, right? And then it fades in and it goes boom.
TMI with Tim. Where did he poop and what did he eat? What's wrong with Brooke's fucking feet? It's TIM with Tim.
Thank you for that intro.
We want to start off this new segment
of the show with this tweet right here. Huge shout out to Razor for hooking Andy up with a razor blade.
Because you ruined his last one.
Yes, I did. I got too hyped, knocked beer and water all over his laptop, and it died. So he couldn't make graphics.
You watch that clip on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames when Game Awards, Persona, the Joker review.
Mm-hmm. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. But Razor sent him a new one, and it's even better than his old one.
Good.
We should keep doing this. You know what I mean? Gia last night looked at me and she's just like, Tim, do you think that if you just spilled beer all over our house, Redfin will just give us a new house? I'm like, that's not how this works. Do you want me to try, though?
Spill it on the iPad. See if we can get an iPad Pro.
I don't know if it's going to work. Okay. Apple, they don't play with us like that.
Okay, okay.
We've talked a little too much shit. Right, Kev?
Yeah!
Thank you, Kev. We like it.
I love my iPad Pro I just bought.
Yeah, the iPad is the one product that Apple has nailed.
iPhones are great, too.
Shut up. They're not. You suck.
Your phone's stupid and your watch is dumb, too.
How are you getting paid right now by Apple?
Fuck. Nothing. I'm trying. I'm working on that sponsorship, all right?
More importantly, is this next tweet.
Okay.
So this is it, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'm calling it right now.
Oh, my God. How does this only have 8 likes?
Refresh this shit, Cool Greg. I don't think that's accurate.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a lot
I'm
worse
retweeting,
than that.
I'm retweeting it.
But there you go. Can you imagine? All right? I don't think it'll be far from home. I think it'll be, like, after that. But at some point, there's just a flashback scene. And you get this little baby Tom Holland. He's just there. He's like, Uncle Ben. It's Tobey Maguire just looking down at him. And he's just like, I'm not going to describe what he looks like. But like, you all know.
And he just goes, it's pizza time.
Yeah.
Pizza time.
God, look at that dumb fucking.
No, hey.
Are we not?
We're not.
We're over
everything. Because now he's Uncle Ben, Kevin.
That would be awesome. You need to respect Uncle Ben. That would be awesome. Can we all be honest? Joey, would that be awesome?
That'd be really cool.
What if it was a Mickey Rourke, though, too? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Why would it be Mickey Rourke?
From The Wrestler. Remember the movie The Wrestler? Him and Marissa Tomei get it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You never seen The Wrestler?
No.
Oh, you gotta see it. It's a great movie.
He wants his bird really bad.
I want my bird.
Cool.
These are the times when I miss Andy, because he'd come in and do the voice.
He would. And it would be good. And then the next segment on TMI with
TIM.
Wait.
I thought there was going to be a narrative thread to TIM with him.
No. It's just things I want to talk about. That's it.
That's just what the morning show is.
I know, but these are things I want to talk about. You know what I mean? Specifically me. Okay. I have a question for the room.
Oh, Jesus God.
Is it okay to ship people? Yes or no?
To ship people?
Yes.
Great question. Now, as usual, as a Game Over Greggy Show topic, I need, who are we shipping? Randos on the internet? Or are we shipping close friends?
Shipping celebrities.
No, shipping celebrities is fine.
I don't see why not.
Literally speaking.
Because here's my thought. This is where this stems from. One of my favorite actresses of recent times, Zoe Deutsch.
Who's she?
She's a... She was in The Setup. She was in a couple Netflix things. She was in this movie called Flower, which is when I first realized she's amazing. She was also the main actress in the Ed Sheeran Perfect video. She's fantastic. Fantastic. And then there's O'Shea Jackson Jr., a.k.a. Ice Cube's son.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
a.k.a.
Okay.
Ice Cube in
Straight
Outta Compton. Yeah. The two of them are probably my two favorite up-and-coming actors. I saw them tweeting back and forth to each other, and immediately I'm like, oh, shit. I want to see that.
Is this... the woman you asked me if he was with at Survivor Series. Remember when I said I saw him over there and he was with a woman and he had a championship belt and she had a championship belt and he flipped out?
Okay. Yes.
And it wasn't?
It wasn't. No. Yeah. So then I was thinking, I was like, I want to tweet, I ship at Zoe and at O'Shea, whatever their things are.
No, I think that's too far.
And that's why I was like, I think it's too far because I'm not trying to, that's the thing. Like,
see, I think shipping...
If you don't publicly say it, you're not shipping them.
But I think shipping a celebrity, right, when what you're talking about, I thought it was a conversation like you and Gia talking about it. You at a dinner table talking about it.
That's nothing.
I mean, even on this show, I think it's okay.
At a dinner table, you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want.
Can we make that
But I feel like I've also seen people.
Joe, get on the shock mic.
I feel like I've also seen people say I ship this when they say just like two people they like potentially collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it's completely locked to like an actual relationship.
Where does it come from? A relationship.
No, I know, but I feel like it's transcendent.
I want them in a relationship. I want to see them on the magazine covers for years to come.
See, but the problem
Lego
is that
magazine, you can't Forbes magazine.
You can't tweet at them because then you're insulting who they're with.
As far as I know, they're both single.
I hate it when people tweet at Jen. They're like, I ship you with this guy. He works out. I ship you with this guy. He makes more money. I ship you with this guy. He's smart. Yeah, Finn Balor, Jason Momoa. I'm sick of
this. There's a lot of problems.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Cool.
I don't know if you do.
I do. It was a question. I didn't do it.
Are you okay now?
Yeah.
You're done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
It was a conversation, and Greg Miller, you won me over. Thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate that.
We got an outro.
We're not done. We're not done.
Oh, sorry.
There's two more segments. Two more segments on TMI with TIM.
Shit, man.
Segments within segments.
New
baby.
Show 2019. Mm-hmm, let's announce it.
Mm-hmm. Does Gia need to be stopped? Is she a menace?
Yes.
This is a big question. Cool, Greg. I'm gonna need you to go to Google and just type in Gia Harris into the search thing.
Uh-oh.
I made the Tobey Maguire image right before this show. I didn't have time to make this image.
Okay.
Click on images.
There's an issue with your mic, Tim. I need to change the battery out. It's like really annoying.
Okay.
I'll hold this while we're gonna hey everybody, it's me, Greg. While we change Tim's battery, I'm gonna tell you about our sponsor of the Wingstop stream coming up later.
Don't we have
Wingstop.
An actual ad?
I don't have that in front of me. I don't know who it was. Who do we say who it was?
Stamps.com.
Do you want me to do that here?
Mm-hmm.
Hey everybody, guess what? The Kinda Funny Morning Show sponsored by Stamps.com. What's Stamps.com, you may ask? It is postage. You can print, label, and get picked up at your house. Never have to go to the post office. Never have to leave. It's great. If you go to Stamps.com right now and use the code I'm going to read in a little bit, they'll give you a little digital scale. You get a trial version. You get to go do it. Joey, we use it here?
My desk is covered with Stamps.com stuff right now.
Right. It's easy, right?
It's super easy.
Because it's easier than going out and getting stamps and running out and doing all
stuff. I can do it from this warm, toasty office instead of going outside where it's raining.
You click, you print, you ship. It's that easy. You know, that's how it's got to be. With Stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click print. Mail and you're done. They'll even send you that digital scale I was talking about it. Right now, use Morning Show for this special offer, and that's Morning Show all one word. You get a 4-week trial, includes the postage and the digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Morning Show all one word. That's stamps.com. Enter Morning Show, and you can print, click, and ship and all that stuff right from home.
Stamps.com.
Don't pick the giveaway winners yet. I'm going to go.
Oh, I'm not going to do the giveaways yet. I was just putting that out there.
Better way to stamp.
A better way to stamp.
All right, now back to the show. Back to TMI with T-I-N.
I like how you were Google. is this what you're looking for, by the way?
No.
Okay, cool. Because it was, cool, Greg, Google Gia Harris. Go to images. And then she just started scrolling and just looking at people.
Yeah. So what I need to do, bring this up. It's the second picture, okay?
Weird picture. What's
it's the on? Second picture.
It looks like a picture.
Just go, just here. Just leave it here. I was trying to get this picture downloaded so I could put a big red circle around her with a big red question mark over her face. So the caption could have been menace. So we could figure this out. Here's the problem. We need Spider-Man. To get to the bottom of this. We were talking about this right before the show.
Sure.
Where it's like Jen was like, oh. I'm not gonna do the accent.
Do the accent. Go ahead. What was my life like? Stare in the eyes and do her accent.
She's like, I got Gia a Christmas present. Can you bring it to her? And I was like, yes. I was like, just to let you know, she's not gonna open it till Christmas. And everybody got all mad at me, like, that's what you're supposed to do on Christmas. And I was like, I'm sensing a little bit of hypocrisy here, Greg. Word of the day.
Hypocrisy.
I'm sensing some hypocrisy because it's like, oh, when I have boxes delivered, they need to be opened and recycled immediately or else it's this whole big issue. Meanwhile, she can have these just boxes just stacking up. Stacking. You know how many Christmas presents
they're
she
not
has?
Wrapped.
No, not wrapped. They're Amazon wrapped. In Amazon boxes.
It's messed up that you won't let her get a Christmas tree to put them under. And then they have a place.
Is that true too?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because I'm the Tim that stole Christmas. We all know that.
Boo.
It only makes me stronger.
Yeah, it sounds
good.
She's
actually doing a favor for the environment by not wrapping those boxes. I'm just saying.
Now, here's my question, though.
You're on my side. I'm with you, Jen. Don't wrap your presents. Don't get presents. Wow.
Here's my main
question. Save the environment.
Do you think that when you open up the boxes, they're going to be gift wrapped? Because you can tell on Amazon, you can click gift wrap. I do it if I send stuff.
It could be that.
I mean, that's the thing. You got to get on that. What if you're just wasting even more?
I don't know who the Kind of Funny best friend Secret Santa was that got Gia, but they're sending her all types of stuff. And it is all over.
Wait, she hasn't opened it yet? Secret Santa stuff she won't open?
She's
that's the problem,
Christmas.
Greg. She's waiting for Christmas.
But, okay.
So I got these boxes for the next 100 days. It's crazy.
It's true. Here's the thing, everybody. Secret Santa gifts are opened upon arrival. Period. End of statement.
Why?
Even if Tim gave me a gift right now, I would open it right now.
Why?
Because a Christmas Day gift is from a family member or an aunt or something.
It's like a hype moment. You want to build up to that Christmas morning where you open everything.
We're all adults now. The hype moment is going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
See, now you're speaking my language.
I'm with you.
I'm happy you're my first ever co-host on TMI with TIM.
The only co-host. You know what I mean? I want to get on this show. You know, mm-hmm. I just do this all the mm-hmm. time. But no, mm-hmm. Here's what needs to happen. First off, there's one thing presented by Kevin Coelho, which I was a big fan of. Kevin goes to your house and wraps all these gifts to make it at least look neat. You said you didn't want that. That's the least thing you want, blah, blah.
Good Lord.
The other version is, I think we send Cool Greg to your house right now. He opens all the packages mm-hmm. and just leaves everything out.
I'm okay with that.
You know what I mean?
Throw them everywhere. Teach her a lesson.
Yeah, you open them right
get
now.
Crumbs,
get on it right now.
Put them all over the bed. Yeah.
That's already done. That's done.
I don't know if she likes it. So here's what I need everyone to do. Cool Greg, bring this up again, please. This picture.
Yeah.
I need you to Photoshop what I need here, okay?
So a big red circle around her, red question mark over her.
Yes, I'll let you
this
get creative.
This is a great
creative.
Photo of G,
I took it in Philadelphia. It was not great. I don't know why she cropped it this way. I don't know if she cropped someone else might have done
this. Is this for a passport?
I don't know what's going on. Who knows? But threat or menace, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Now, I want you to scroll down, Cool Greg. Right there, second in. Why is that woman from Arrow showing up on a Gia Harris search?
There's secrets, dude. Secret identities. Stop, like, making this hella awkward.
Oh, my apologies.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Is there more Gia Harris's in the world? This is weird.
Yeah, I think that happens, sure. Not many Gia Tap Harris's.
Look at her. That's her when she was little. Baby pictures. And then final TMI with Tim.
TIM
section of the day is the word of the day, the proper word of the day. I said it was...
Hypocrisy
earlier. It is actually etymology. We got to stick with the language-based words that we've been doing all week. Etymology is the source of a saying.
Now, is it or is that entomology? I always confuse these two. Jared, this sounds like something you would know.
Those are bugs. They're the bugs.
Entomology?
Yeah.
And etymology is the word.
Yeah.
Just make sure. Thanks, everybody.
Etymology. There you go.
You were ready to laugh at me. It was a real question, Jen. All right?
I ask you about the etymology of words all the time because English
makes
no sense.
But often your inflection's wrong, so I just wanted to make sure I was right.
It never sounds like end. It's always if.
Etymology
say
is the word of the day.
No.
Please say hocus pocus.
In French or in English?
Say it the way you first ever said to me that you wanted to watch
hocus
pocus.
Pocus.
Say it again.
Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus, baby. Hocus pocus too. Cool Greg's reading it. How's that coming?
There you go. So read the first one. I gotta get to number two.
You hear about this?
Yeah, that he found Hocus Pocus 2, the novelization.
You gotta love it.
It's like finding Goonies 2 on NES.
You're like, why is this a thing?
What?
Now, here's the deal. Oh, man, the reason etymology is the word of the day is last night I watched Ellen's stand-up special. Her first stand-up special. Ellen DeGeneres. First stand-up special in 15 years. It's called Relatable. It's an hour of pure bliss.
Yeah.
She kills it. She does dance.
Of course she dances.
Very funny bits. She really did a great job. Effortless. It was awesome.
Patricia De Rossi around?
No.
Okay.
No. Is that her name?
Isn't it?
Portia. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know. Maybe the etymology of Portia was actually, her name was Patricia,
gotcha.
Whatever, and they lowered it. Anyway, don't bring this up, Cool Greg.
Don't show me, Cool Greg. Stop!
I feel like we're going to get fucked from that shit. But watch it. It's really awesome, and there's a really funny joke about etymology, and as I was watching this, I was like, the universe is listening to the Kind of Funny Morning Show.
Sure.
Because I needed a word of the day, and here they are. They
just
gave
like
it
your
to
phone
me.
Is listening.
It
oh,
is
shit.
Listening.
You know what else is out today? Fuck. Today is that finale of Titans, Robin versus Batman.
It's true.
Fuck, I gotta go home.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, she did the thing with the eyebrows. No, babe, don't wink. The eyebrows were better.
Now we are out of TMI with TIM. We don't need to hit the theme song again. It's okay.
It's TMI with Tim. It's a TMI with Tim. That was a weird segment we didn't expect. And Tim had everything and then...
Tim Gettys! So, Do we have any more tips? I fucking hope not.
Okay.
I gave you guys one job to stop giving tips.
Oh, we got a lot of tips.
Oh, God, a lot of tips here. Hold on. Ooh, before we get to the tips.
Here we go, I found it, yeah.
I forgot the whole point of me putting the Ellen thing there.
So it's TMI with
TMI. Here's the deal. I'm watching Ellen, right?
Yeah.
The special. And I was just like, man, getting on Ellen is the one goal of mine that I haven't accomplished yet.
Right.
My stupid ass thing is, well, I'm going to do this. And then it fucking happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now that the Forbes thing's out of the way, it's back to Ellen, baby.
Got it.
Because that's my first and only public failure of a hashtag. Let Tim host.
Here we are.
Here I am.
Hosting.
30 under 30.
Here he is. 30 under 30. There it is.
Here I am.
You can't find this magazine in stores, but you got to go.
Get Tim on Ellen? No. It didn't happen. It didn't work. I made the best damn proposal video of all time, and it didn't work. So I had a new idea, Greg. Here's the thing. Second half 2019. Maybe 2020. We'll have to plan this, right?
Sure.
I want to make a campaign to get on Ellen. And the whole campaign will be based on the fact that I've failed already.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. I like it.
Then
like
it's going to be coming up with 3 to 4 different attempts to pinpoint what could get me on Ellen, do those different things with different campaigns. But those aren't the actual campaign. The actual campaign is the whole campaign of me trying all the different things to get on Ellen. That sounds like the type of shit that would get me on Ellen.
Sure.
Watching the special, she goes through this whole bit. There's a bit in the middle of how schemey she is and how she schemed to get where she is. Her whole thing, she was like, I'm going to one day be the first woman ever to sit next to Johnny Carson. And guess what?
She was.
She was. Took her 6 years. I have 6 years. Put it on the
clock. Wasn't Joan Rivers there before? I digress. I don't expect you to know that much about this
tonight. I have no idea. I have no idea.
She guest hosted for Johnny a lot, right, Jan? You're a big TV show fan, right?
Hawkus pockets. Gotta love it. Anyway, you heard it here first. I have 6 years to get on Ellen with your help.
Do you want to do tips or do you want to do the big topic?
What, don't we need to do tips?
I mean, the show doesn't end. I mean, with a big. I mean, I can see it right there. Big topics before tips, before giveaway. Like, there's. I mean, we've thrown it all out the window.
Yeah.
The show. I just wonder when we talk about Aquaman.
I think we should do the tips.
All right, cool, guys.
Because then people are going to stop tipping, so we stop being rude, so we can talk
about
Aquaman.
They're not being rude. They're supporting us. I said the money goes bad.
I don't know, man.
We all start at zero again. We build it back up. You know what I mean? We're like Keebler elves out there. Kevin Ace X gave us a tip and said, Greg, I didn't turn my back on you guys. I just turned my back on the angry Greg voice. Fools who said Spider-Man 2 wasn't number one in review. What the fuck? Also, let Snowbike Mike host again. You know I'm with you, Kevin Ace X. Spider-Man 2 got a raw deal. We all know it. We all know it was a screwed up situation. And I'm sure Snowbike Mike will be back again.
He will be back again.
Mr. Moose 76 gave a bits cheer and says, hashtag charity again. Borzen tipped us $10 and says, Tim and Greg, hi, hello, Borzen 00 in the chat. I have a life or death question. Should we stop tipping or not clip that Kevin needs feet pics sent to him and send that clip to Paula?
I
just need to confirm what I need to do. Thanks, guys.
I would much rather you stop tipping.
I mean, if we got to choose one or the other, I guess that's true. Yeah. I guess you have to keep tipping and send clips to Paula.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Play PSX gave us a tip of $5 and says, Merry Christmas to all the KF, kind of funny, and the best friends. How about that Snowbike Mike and Maximum Cortez?
There you go.
I see what you're doing there, guys. You're being real funny. Greg, with 2 G's in the front and 2 G's in the back, which I don't like the 2 G's in the back,
because
I hate it when they do that to my name, but I appreciate that it's double G's on both sides. Gucci. Tipped us $5 and says, with Nick gone, can you go into your plans to finally cut him out of the business? Mainly was to get him to leave and then just change the locks.
Change the locks.
So we're in
he
the middle
get
of
in.
It. Yeah, exactly.
If he came here and the locks were changed, he'd literally just look at it and go, all right, and walk home.
Yeah. James Jones gave us a tip and said, I just became a patron yesterday and was overwhelmed with how much awesome content it gave me access to. Was wondering if there's a way to access it all on a podcast service on Android. Would love to link up with any other best friends in Austin, Texas. No, there's no way there's the RSS feed on the Patreon pages. Like, let's say yesterday you joined because of the Comic Club for $1, right? You then have access to all 11 episodes of the Comic Book Club that are there. You should see them on the RSS feed. But there's nothing you can just subscribe to with your Android or iPhone, because then that would make it available to everyone and would break down the Patreon walls, and then it'd be anarchy in the streets. But you can go through, and Amy Gills for a long time kept a list on the forums. I'm not sure if that ever got migrated anywhere or if it's still getting updated on the forums. But there's a whole bunch of stuff for exclusive somewhere. But you should just dig back, because we don't post that much stuff outside of the Fridays. Everything else should be exclusive or whatever. Ryan S. MacD subscribe or no, gave a tip and said, thank you for all the kind of funny team has done for the KFBFs this year. I hope this isn't the last morning show ever, but if it is, I'll always remember the sweet, nasty love we all shared together. Also, shout out to my fiance, Sarah. Love you, babe.
Shout out to Sarah.
I appreciate that you gave so much love to us. And you're like, also my fiance. If she sees it, blah, blah, blah. Listen, are we going to cancel every show and then on January 4th announce?
We're starting anew, one show only, TMI with TIM.
Jesus God, I hope not.
Stay tuned, baby. Stay tuned. 2019.
12 hours.
I only got
stream.
6 years left.
Jesus Christ. Pi Blacan gave us a tip and said, I just realized I was watching live, so I'm going to tip. Sorry, Tim. I love Kinda Funny so much. Can you guys say some nice things about Nick? He's my favorite, but you guys are great too.
I love Nick. His pictures on Instagram have been very funny, mm-hmm. even if unintentional.
Nick is incredibly dedicated to Kinda Funny, and I love that he does all the business stuff so we don't have to. But more importantly, I love that he went and made his stand-up dreams come true, which then made him 20 times better on all the podcasts and really stepped up his game there. I just wish he didn't suck so much.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy Ears tipped us and said, please read super slow. Basically, leaving this message to wind Tim up a bit more. Love you. Guys, and all you do. Can't wait for 4.0.
I hate it.
He gave the tip,
you.
Jen. I have
it.
To say
there's
what he
rules
said.
Here. If they tip, we have to read it. Stop tipping. Do you guys want to hear about Aquaman? We literally need to finish the show in 13 minutes.
JT Beck 7 cheered and said, first live show and really first show I've ever watched on Twitch. Just tipping because Tim said not to. Keep up the good work, guys.
Man.
Ignacio Rojas tipped and said, Tim, if you like Zoe
did.
Dutch,
of course he did.
You
Deutsch.
Need to watch the movie Before I Fall. It's about a teenager who dies at the end of the day and has to relive the same day over and over until she fixes her life.
You know
you
what?
And G will really enjoy it.
I'm going to watch that. I
More
promise
importantly, you.
You
should watch Happy Death Day. Because we're all getting excited for
that.
Happy Death
we
Day.
We got to get on that.
You need to. I already watched it.
Yeah, but you need to, you know, change your attitude.
That's true. D-Danger 10 gave us a $10 tip and said, Happy Holidays, KF Crew. Hope you guys have a great break. Can't wait for the January 4th stream. Also, Tim, did you hear the new Hailee Steinfeld song from Bumblebee? It's a banger.
I did not, but I did watch a clip of her on Jimmy Fallon last night, and she is amazing.
When we get to the Aquaman thing, we'll bring up the Pitbull song. Prof D 277 gives the final tip for right now, or probably the show of the year. What's up, guys? I just got my first ever Christmas bonus from my internship, so I had to share the wealth. Tim, about the shipping thing, I would say don't tweet unless they tweet to each other at each other again. Happy holidays. Enjoy your days off. Love you. We got through the tips.
Thank God. Stop.
Don't be rude about it.
It's not rude. It's respectful.
You're being rude.
To the people. The time. They need to hear about Aquaman. Let's get right to it. The
show
topic
me the big
show.
Topic, Greg! Tim, last night, Genevieve Saint-Ange and I lived the dream.
Yeah.
And went and saw a DCEU movie at the Alamo Drafthouse on opening night.
The dream.
The dream, everybody.
At 9:30.
It was called Aquaman. It was 9:30. And it was a movie.
I'm a little upset that that's your thoughts.
Me too. I mean, so going into it, I talked about it in the morning shows and stuff, right? Like, this has been the one where every time they put up trailers, people are like, oh man, what do you think, Greg? You're a huge DC fan. I'm like, well, yeah, but like, I'm a huge Aquaman fan. And like, you look at the trailers and I'm like, yeah, this looks like a movie that looks cool, but like, you know how I don't watch movies. I'd never go watch this movie if it wasn't tied to our comic book universes and stuff.
A lot of people have been saying that it reminds them of what Star Wars did for space, or what like Black Panther did with Wakanda, of just like, there's this whole new world that they're putting you into that we've never seen before.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Sure, I mean, I don't think it's nearly as good as Black Panther. Like, I just want to just set expectations, right? The problem I have with Aquaman is that I've left Aquaman, and it's one of those 6, 5, 7 movies. Where I'm just like, that was a movie I watched. I'm literally forgetting it. Like we were talking about outside, I'm already forgetting it. It went on too long.
That was the third act. People are saying the third act is really good for a superhero
There's
movie.
There's so many acts. I don't know which one is the third
I
one.
Guess when he goes, the trench stuff. From there on out, I would say it's probably the third act.
Yeah.
And that was good. I mean, like, here's the thing. Is I don't not like it. They're literally in the beginning. Here's what I'll say, and this is, I know what you like a lot about movies. And granted, you and I never line up with our movie opinions, but the 1v1 fight scenes and stuff are awesome. Like when in the very beginning, there's a fight scene at the lighthouse between some. You probably would expect it, but I didn't like super expect it. And when it starts and it gets going, like after it was done, I leaned over to Jen. I was just like, "All right, that was fucking awesome. Like that was awesome." And that continues throughout. I think as Aquaman does stuff, but it's very much. I was talking to Jen in the car on the ride home. For me as a comic book fan, this is a comic book movie. And what that means to me is it never hits the highs that I know this medium can give you, but it also never hits the lows. Yeah. It is like when I read a comic book and I'm just paging through it, that's what I'm getting here. It's a lot of punching, a lot of different stuff. I think Jason Momoa is fun. The movie's fun.
How many times does he say my man?
No, my man's.
None.
Not a single time.
Only
not
one,
a single my only man.
One real reference to Justice League. Huh. Which I also find confusing. I need to go back and rewatch it. This falls. This is better than Justice League.
Is this the best DCEU movie?
No, God no.
Really?
Wonder Woman. Huh. Right? Like, I mean,
I don't know. Wonder Woman's third act was like bad enough that I'm like, this is not a great movie.
Wonder Woman, I thought was an engaging enough character dynamic all over that everything made sense. Right? Like, no spoilers here. I would think because it's a pretty paint by number movie, and also if you know anything about Aquaman, like not even I guess not base, but like obviously. There's a love interest with him and Mira, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, not out of nowhere, but it's just like, you're really forcing this. You really shouldn't have even bothered. You should have just let this, planted some seeds and really sowed this for the end, for whatever you do next, right?
Yeah,
like I mean, I know that I don't line up with anybody. I like Batman v Superman more than I like Aquaman. I like Wonder Woman more than I like Aquaman. Man of Steel, I'm not prepared to say where I would put that anywhere in there. Right? Again, I don't not like Aquaman, but I'm never gonna watch it again. Like, you know what I mean? And like, granted, I don't watch movies a lot, period, but like.
Or you would watch it on a plane. Like, it's a plane movie.
Yeah, that would have been the best place to probably see this movie.
Yeah.
Just to start. That's the kind of thing.
I've been saying this recently, like, I'm not planning to watch this movie. Like, if I miss in theaters, I'm fine.
You'll get
it. I have a feeling because of my movie fest thing, I'm gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely not something that I'm like clamoring to see. Yeah. And to be fair, that's not an anti-DC thing, because even Bumblebee, I am a Transformers guy, and I'm like, I'm going to see that in theaters. I don't know when. Yeah. Like, it came out and I didn't see it opening night. I'm an opening night guy. Yeah. So it's like, that's where I'm at.
You could have trimmed out so much. And like, you know how when we leave a theater, I think you and Nick think more critically as filmmakers about movies than I do. And so like, when we left and Jen and I were very much like, could have cut down the Sahara a whole bunch. The entire Italy section you could have cut out. Black Manta did not need to be in this movie. Not only is he not used well, he's not established as somebody I care about, really. Like, he has I'm not going to spoil anything. When you get going with, like, why he's doing what he's doing, like, on paper, you're like, oh, that's an actually really interesting idea of why. The way the actor who's playing Black Manta plays it, he just is like, oh, it's Kratos. I'm angry. Like, I want emotion, and I'm angry. And, like, he has a partner, a team he's with in Earth, and, like, the guy he's with on the team is like, oh, man, you seem like a well-rounded, normalish kind of dude, like, that's got gray areas, whereas he's like, well, I'm fucking mad, I'm mad, yeah, I'm black man. Okay, cool. And then, like, the whole guy from Watchmen who's Orm in this, King Orm or whatever, right? Guy from the guy from the Conjuring movies. Nobody can help me here? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll IMDb it. Anyways, the main protagonist, or antagonist, I should say. I like that actor, and it's just like,
it's not credible.
Yeah, not credible. Jen, give me your rundown of it.
Dumb fun fact about this movie, as a non-English speaker as my first language, the underwater sound effects makes it super difficult to understand what they're saying, and even Greg at
Patrick times Wilson
was like, I'm not sure what the dialogue here.
It's because you guys were watching at the Alamo, but
no, it's they had like this depth kind of sound treatment to it when they're underwater.
It reminded me a lot of when I saw Shaun of the Dead the first time, where when I was in the theater and like the first 10 minutes of Shaun of the Dead, my eyes were like wide of like, I don't understand anything they're saying. And like, it wasn't that long for here, but there's an effect put on it that makes it sound like a little bit of an accent that took me a while to get used to.
Otherwise, I mean, there's just so many different references crammed in there, and I think they tried to be way too faithful to the comic book, and I would not go and see it again. It has major Waterworld meets Stargate SG-1 vibes to it, which some people pointed out there's an Atlantis Stargate thing that I had no idea Jason Momoa is in. So it's like, I guess it's just an extended version of that.
It's a fun movie. Yeah. It's a blockbuster movie. I think one of the main things for me, right, is just the fact of I just wouldn't see this movie normally if it wasn't tied to the universes I love.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think, one of the reasons I'm just like, cool, saw it. But like this morning I woke up and I was much more thinking about the Spider-Man DLC I beat the night before.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I wasn't at all thinking about any of this stuff.
Without spoilers,
yeah.
Was there a worthwhile post-credits?
There's a mid-credit scene and it is not worthwhile at all.
Yeah.
It is very much, this movie, and that's the other thing too, of like when it ends and Jen was just like, why would we, because not that it like, this is, why would we need a sequel, right? Like, clearly the mid-credits scene is setting up a sequel, and it's also one of those things of like, yeah, you're probably not going to get it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows what the DCEU is anymore, and I really doubt we're going to continue to go down, like, the Aquaman, everything. I mean, we'll see how it does. Obviously, it's all about performance, but just watching it, and that's, it just sucks, because, you know, after so many amazing MCU movies, right? And even, like, love them or hate them, the DCEU before everything went to shit, like watching it and being like, this is cool that this is tying into a bigger universe. And it was even some of the things there where I was like, I know I suck, but I'm sitting there and I'm like holding out hope in some of the scenes where it's like, it's against all odds and this crazy thing. I'm like, is Superman gonna fly in and just be like, are you okay, Arthur? Like, yeah, I got it. All right, see you later. You know what I mean? Like, it's all I want.
Yeah.
None of that. No real rap. I was like, ugh.
Nazona Zozozo, yeah, says, maybe Greg would have loved it more if Aquaman's mom's name was Martha.
Yeah, that's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, it's all
that
just is attack funny. Fun stuff.
Now, jokes aside,
I didn't hate
Venom.
It. Yeah.
Or
Aquaman's better than Venom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, Venom was a fine film, but like, Venom was another film that I walked out of Venom with way more of like, but that didn't match this. I didn't like that. This wasn't like, this movie I walked out of, I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow.
Like, they should have cut this and
I'm impressed.
That down and blah, blah, blah. But like, Jason Momoa, fun to watch. Nicole Kidman, fun to watch. Amber Heard, I know nothing of. I've never seen her or whatever before. And this is the thing. Is that there's times when I was watching this movie, and again, I'm not this guy, where I'm like, all right, I'm buying all this. And then there's other things that's like, that was a weird line. Like, why? That's the best take you had? Then it's like, everything's going really well, and then when they get to the Sahara, all of a sudden, well, first off, they go in with the Pitbull Africa cover, and you're like, what the fuck?
I also
is
love,
this
there's
shit?
So much good about this, and good is not the right word to use, but Pitbull, which that is good. I love Pitbull.
Yeah.
But Pitbull, we got Toto, we got Africa, then they're in the desert in a movie called Aquaman.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's cool, because they have a whole narrative of why.
Got
but it also shakes up the idea of like what this movie's going to be, which I thought was cool. However, they get there, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, and I think for the only time in the movie, they go to this like Denny Elfman, like Ghostbusters, ding-a-ding-a-ding-dang, you know, to where I'm in the theater like, the fuck is this? Like, why is this music suddenly like this all of a sudden? So it's this very weird thing,
sounds.
But it's not as disjointed as I thought as Venom was.
Yeah.
I thought Venom was way more.
Yeah, no, I mean, Venom definitely had problems. Venom's not a good movie, but I'm surprised with how you're talking about it. Because like Venom, at the end of the day, I feel like it was fine. It was better than we expected.
Again, I'm underselling it, I guess. This was a fun movie, but it was dumb fun, which isn't what I usually like out of my movies. Like, you know what I mean? And that's my thing, is like, when I was watching it, and I was trying to think, I'm like, I'm watching and I'm trying to, you know, I know this review's coming. I know we're going to talk about it. I know everyone's going to want to know. Everyone in the world is going to want to know what I think of this fucking thing, right? And it was giving me those vibes of a little bit of like, it has, I think it kind of plays like in the way Captain America First Avenger did, right? Where it's just like, okay, like, which I liked that movie, but I also found it to be kind of vapid in a way, right? It didn't give me a great rock solid, here's Steve Rogers and here's what he's all about kind of thing. I guess that's not true. Upon rewatch, maybe I'll rewatch Aquaman one day for in review or something.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I think what's annoying is that it starts good. Like, it's really good and it makes
sense. But it doesn't get bad, right? I think it starts really good, but then it just gets mediocre or middle tier.
Not mediocre, it's just, it stops making sense in a way of like, I don't know. It changes flavors.
Trevor Trove says, or somebody, we're talking about the score, and Trevor's like, there was a weird bit of 80s synth in there. There sure was.
Yeah.
There sure was all of a sudden 80s synth. And I was like, again, that, for me, we talk about this all the time with games. When you're playing a game and like there's an epic moment and you take it all in, you're like, oh man, the soundtrack's really good here. Most times it fades away because it just matches it. When I'm sitting there in theater and be like, the fuck is this? Like, that's not what you wanted.
That is not good. Very, very, very bad.
Fucking need Hans Zimmer and DJ Junkie or whatever the fuck his name was in there. You know what I'm saying?
But then we had a couple of
you run out of power?
Yeah, I did. I'm done.
We need to get to the giveaways,
right? Yeah, we need.
So, I thought it was fun. I do not think you need to run out and see it. I think it's a great plane movie.
We had hot toddies.
We had hot toddies.
Cool.
Yeah, we had a lot of hot toddies. We had the truffle popcorn. We had some wings. First time I ever, we got there early enough during the pre-show that we ordered the food early enough that I finally got to see their wings. Usually the wings come in the pitch black. I don't know what they look like. They looked real good. Yeah. I almost turned those wings around, man. Very proud of them.
Greg Miller.
Yeah.
Can you finish out the tips that we got in the show?
And no, then... we closed tips, remember?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We said we were done with tips, and then you wanted to do, we have to do the giveaways.
Joey's
going to
do the giveaways.
Oh, Joey's going to do the giveaways. I'll take one glance at tips. If it's not ridiculous, I'll read them.
My computer gave it its beautiful final, like, death thing of, like, the Slack message to Joey of, can you come do this?
And then it died. Nice, he made it.
Why you ask me that?
Okay, we have, I have two more tips.
Cool.
Three more, and then that's it, though. All right? Shen Nick gave us a $20 tip and said, thanks for another incredible year of content. You guys helped survive many days of uncertainty as well as making the awesome days way better. You are always with me, and this is my small Xmas gift to you. Have fun and be safe. Beyond! Beyond! Then Kerps89 tipped us, cheered us. Not Your Pancakes gave us a 10 buck tips and says, yippee-ki-yay, you filthy animals. Happy holidays to all the kind of funny best friends out there and stay safe. Heart. And then Kebabs slides in with a $20 tip and says, hey, you Greg, this is to pay you back for the cap you sent me. Thank you so much, man. You didn't have to do that, but thank you. Joey, who won some giveaways today?
Do you ever just like stare at Portillo when he sticks his tongue out all the time and do it back to him?
Oh, yeah. I also like when he lays there with his tongue out and I'll just tap it.
And he gets really mad.
Most of the time he doesn't even do anything.
Oh, dog's every time he just looks at me and he's just like, I also wonder, how does his tongue get so dry and it just doesn't fall off?
Good point.
It just doesn't fall off.
He does it all the time where it's just a little...
just hanging out.
Edge hangs out. Anyways, Brandon O'Day from the Kinda Funny Patreon and Game Kid Mad City from Twitch.
There you go, baby. Two winners.
What'd they win?
They won the $60...
All right.
Xbox, PSN, Switch, or Steam gift card. Sponsored by Best Friend.
There you go.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this has been 2018 for the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Thank you very much for the good times.
And the bad.
No, thank you for the bad. That's not what we do here.
Great. Sorry,
things have changed. Okay?
Yeah.
Things have changed. Thank you very much. We love you all. Stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Then for our Wingstop Super Smash Brothers stream.
Ole,
then,
ole, 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 ole.
Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames. At the $1 level, you can watch the final Gamescast of the year, the Game of the Year discussion at around 2 p.m. We'll see you there. Bye.